I just took the liberty of opening up your Kea Bolt.
Yeah, that's not,
of, I have an association here that what the Rambam has apparently done is taken this
right.
and expanded it.
That's quite right. That's his source. Mm-hmm. That's his source. Not the only source. There are Braises, there are Gemoras that he all puts together. That's not the only thing. Right. Ho achron mehem hu Shimon HaTzadik. Are you... Ho achron mehem hu Shimon HaTzadik. The last of the Anshei Kenes is Agadolu wa Shimon HaTzadik. The whole hu ho yom michlal ha-meyo ve-esrim. And he was part of the 120. The kibeo teuro shebal peh mikulo. And he was the youngest of them. So he received the Torah Shebal Peh from 119 of these people. The Hu Ho Yo Kohen Godel Acher Ezra. And he was the Kohen Godel after Ezra, and he was in the second base Amigdosh. Antignos Ish Sochu Vezdino Kiblu Mishimna Tzadiku Vezdino. And now Antignos is next in line. And after Antignos, Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Tzredo, Yosef ben Yochanan, Isheres Yerushalayim, Uveis Dinom, Kiblu, Antignos, Uveis Dino. And then you've got Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, Vyoshuva ben Prachio, Venite, Huar Bailey, Uveis Dinom, Kiblu, Yosef ben Yoezer, Yosef ben Yochanan, Uveis Dinom. And after that we go to Yeshua ben Prachio Nitai Wad Bailey, Vihuda ben Tabai Vishimon ben Shotech Uveizdinon Kiblu Yeshua ben Prachio Venitai Wad Bailey Uveizdinon, Shmayo Vyavtalio, now you've got Shmayo Vyavtalion Geire Tzadik Uveizdinon, Shmayo and Avtalion were two Geirim, they became Jews. Whether they became Jews or their parents became Jews or their grandparents became Jews is not quite clear. What it means is from Geirim, but we're not sure about that. But still, Kiblu Yehudo v'Shimon u'Beis Dinom, they received from Yehudo and from Shimon u'Beis Dinom. Hilei v'shamai, now we're coming 100 before the common era already. Hilei v'shamai v'esdinom, kiblu v'shmayu v'avtalyo v'esdinom, now we've got Hilei and Shammai. V'rabon Yochanan ben Zakkai, now we're right already into the first century of the common era. V'rabon Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'rabon Shimon ben Oshel, Hilei l'azokin kiblu me'hilei v'shamai. Now you've got Rabon Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was at the time of the destruction of the Second Temple. Chamisho Talmidim hoyu l'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'hem gedolei chachomim shekubli b'meni v'eloheim. And he had five outstanding disciples, and these five outstanding disciples formed a body, and this body received the Torah from their teacher. Who were the five? Rabbi Eliezer, Godel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yose, Akoyim, Rabbi Shimon ben Nasane, Rabbi Loza ben Aroch. And Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Kibur ne Rabbi Eliezer, Godel, Rabbi Yosef, Oviv Geyot Sad, Zerekoyo. Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef received it from Rabbi Eliezer, that is from the disciple of Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai, and his father, Rabbi Akiva's father, was a Geir, was converted. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir ben Geir Tzedek. And Rabbi Meir was also the son of a Geir. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir received it from Rabbi Akiva, Kiblum Rabbi Kiva. Vagam Kiva Rabbi Meir, Vachaver of Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Meir also studied in Rabbi Shmuel and received it from Rabbi Shmuel. Chaveirov shel Rabbi Meir heim Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Nechem v'Rabbi Loza ben Shamua v'Rabbi Yochanan Ashtando v'Shimon ben Azai v'Rabbi Hananya ben Teragio. Now these were the compatriots, the contemporaries of Rabbi Meir. but the younger contemporaries, the Chen Kiblu Chaverov Shor Rabbi Akiva Merabi Eliezer Agodol, the Chaverov Shor Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shor Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Rabbi Shimon Ben Elozov, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Rabbi Gamliel Azokin Kiblu Merabi Shimon Ovi Benoshel Hillel Azokin, the Rabbi Shimon Benot Kiblu Mimenu, Rabbi Gamliel b'no kibel mimenu, Rabbi Shimon b'no kibel mimenu, Rabbi Yehuda b'no shor Rabbi Shimon zehu anikro Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Now we've come already to the time of the Mishnah, to the year 200 of the Common Era, and we with Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Rabbeinu HaKodesh chibeir HaMishnah, Rabbi Beinu HaKodesh redacted the Mishnah. Moshe Rabbeinu va'ad Rabbeinu HaKodesh lo chibru chibur shemelamdim esu berabim b'teuro shebalpe. And all that time from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, which is a period of approximately 2,500 years, is that right?
1,500.
1,500.
It's not so
yeah. 1,500.
Well, assume that minus 1,300 would be...
Yes, I'm sorry, you're quite right. I'm sorry, it's quite right. 1,500, I'm sorry, quite right. That's all those 1,500 years, nobody put anything into a permanent form, but it was all Torah Shebal Peh that was handed over by word of mouth. But in every generation, either the head of the Beis Din Novi, or the Novi, or the prophet, I prefer calling him to Novi to a prophet, because prophet we understand different things nowadays. Novi Shehoye Ba'usado, Kosev La'atzmon Zichro Nashmua Sheshoma Merabozo. Now this is a very great chidush that the Rambam introduces, and the Rambam says that for all those 1500 years, what they did do was, the one who was responsible made notes for himself, but when he taught it only by heart. He didn't bring any notes on his before him. And when those to whom he taught learnt it, they didn't take any notes when they learnt. It was handed down by word of mouth. But the great chidush that the Rambam introduces is that they themselves were made notes, because there's another view that they didn't make notes. But he says that they made notes. But we are learning this according to the Rambam. And
they made notes after the instruction.
After they received it, they made notes, and when they had to teach it, before they taught, they had their notes. But whilst they were teaching, and whilst the others were listening, no notes were there.
Is there an implication here? Whether the implication then being that the notes themselves were not transmitted, and that they had to be reconstituted each generation,
right,
with whatever was added,
not
by memory.
Each person. His note wouldn't go over to any other person.
I see.
Now, you know, we get all sorts of papyri cropping up and Dead Sea Scrolls cropping up. Never have we come across any kind of note like this. That we've never come across anything like this. I don't know, but this was done, what the Rambam says is a chidush. V'chein kol echod ve'echod kosev la'atzmo kefi kocho mibiur ha'toro u'mehilchaseo kamo sheshoma. All each one wrote only for himself, according to his own ability, what he understood from the Torah and from the laws, that which he heard. still where we'll go. The next part brings in some very again some very interesting ideas. What are we going to do with you? We're going to do this next Sunday night.
We've got to put it away.
Have you got David up in
sure.
Those are for the tomorrow. Yeah, we are on that wall. You'll excuse me, Jim.
I can't follow the Russian.
We are still at the stage where we are finding Russian encumbrance, which is still worse. We don't yet, we haven't come to the stage yet where we can appreciate it.
They're supposed to help us.
Now, gentlemen, we are in a position now. Last week, you'll remember, we did a Mishnah piece of Gemara software. This week, we can already get down to the hardware now. We can get down now to the doing it the real way. Now, so it doesn't matter. I'm fine. Saul to do the Gemara.
I think he's going to stay out of World War I.
He can handle the rock.
All right. Sroyal, will you do the Gemara then? We are going to start from Mosi Rav Yosef. Don't lose sight of what the problem is. Royal, what is the problem?
I want to know about Bila, the first Bila in Shabbos, whether it's Chabur or not.
What we want to know is whether the Chosin is permitted to make the first Bila on Shabbos.
What is Bila?
Intercourse, whether he can have the first intercourse on Shabbos. Because on that Bila, he is it's speaking about a Basula. You know what a basulo is?
Virgin.
A virgin. It's speaking about a basulo, and he's going to cause a wound. So we want to know whether it is permitted to make this, to do the first bia in Shabbos, and thereby cause a wound. Whether it is permitted or it's not permitted. Last week, we brought a raya, we brought a proof from a Mishnah in Nidor. And the Gemara showed that it wasn't conclusive. It wasn't conclusive. So if it's not conclusive, the Gemara tries again. Perhaps we can bring a proof from somewhere which is conclusive. So I've already called upon you, so I've got to be true to my word.
they're very remiss, beautiful fellow. I wanted you to say it.
I'll forgive you this one.
To
us. Say what?
But you weren't here, so I'd already... I'd already called on Sawyer to do it. Now, will you start, Sawyer? So, we are going to bring a proof quod est demonstrandum.
Who?
We are going to bring a proof whether one can do. I'm glad that you were awake. You know, I sometimes use Chinese words just to see whether you're awake or you're not awake. Are you listening or you're not listening? You say if you don't say anything, then I know exactly with whom I'm dealing. Right. Mosi Rav Yosef.
Mosi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef posed a question.
He put it in the form of a question to solve the problem of whether the first bial can be made on Friday night or not.
Right. He brings down a mission of Chasen Petra Mekriya Shema, Leilo Rishon Ad Matzoh Shabbos, Yilo Osa Maaseh. A Chasen is Petr, is exempt from reading the Shema on the first night until Matzah Shabbos if he has not done the action.
Yes. So just get the Mishnah quite right. Rav Yosef brings down the Mishnah in Brochus, which says that a choson is potur mikriya shema lailo risha. That on the first night a choson doesn't read the shema, doesn't have to read the shema. Now, which is the first night, just to make it easy?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, because we have taken it that the wedding takes place on Wednesday. So on Wednesday night he hasn't got to read the shema, and it goes on Arvatsoi Shabbos in the Osamaisa.
Right.
And so this that he's free from reading the Shema goes on until Motsoi Shabbos if he hasn't made the first beer yet. So if he hasn't made the first, something happened, he didn't make the beer on Wednesday night. Then on Thursday night he's potter from reading the Shema. He didn't make the beer on Wednesday night, on Thursday night, right until Motsoi Shabbos on Saturday night. If he hasn't made the beer, he's potter from reading the Shema.
Right.
Now,
so we see from here. Do we see from here?
Bring the Gemara will bring the conclusion.
Says the Gemara.
Says Rav Yosef.
My love, doesn't this mean?
Surely, my love, surely.
The Torah.
And the next two words. Because he is a...
He's worried. Because he's worried about the fact of doing the beer.
Yes, because he's a Torid. He is occupied, he's preoccupied, because he wants to make the beer. He's concerned about the beer.
Right.
Now, what we have got to understand is, so why does this make him potter from reading the Shema?
So Rashi says, Ha'osik min ha-mitzvah potter.
Yeah, we've got to understand that. Because we've got a principle of Ha'osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. And this is a principle that I'll have occasion to speak to you about at greater length, but today we've got to get down to just this piece of Gemara, understand the Gemara.
What was the phrase?
Ha'osik b'mitzvah. If a person is occupied with one mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah is potter from doing another mitzvah. If I am putting on my tefillin, whilst I'm putting on my tefillin, and a poor man comes to me and wants alms, I don't have to give it to him, because I'm an oseg b'mitzvah and I'm putting from a mitzvah. I don't have to give it to him. I'm doing one mitzvah. And whilst I'm doing one mitzvah, I don't have to do another mitzvah. And that is a principle. The implications of the meaning of it, I've got to refer to you to another Gemara, but that will come later. I just want to break it. Right.
There's one thing by, you mentioned that this came up in Berchot,
that's right.
And there, if I'm not mistaken, the point was made that his anxiety is not his eagerness to perform the act, but his anxiety that God forbid she isn't a virgin, and he's concerned with that. This is discussed in
Yes, but we do. But
okay, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right, Rashi. You just have to be careful. We're doing it. We want to understand the Rashi first. You see how Rashi learns it. So, as Royal said, Rashi learns it because he's an Oseg b'mitzvah, he's potter min ha-mitzvah. Dr. Kleshev, you got this right?
Yes, I understand.
Now, the only question is, when will he read the Shema? What time does he read the Shema?
At 9.
8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's time to read the Shema, 8 o'clock. When is he going to do the beer? 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 8 to 10 o'clock. So how can you say, well, Oseg b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah? The mitzvah is only got to do at 10 o'clock, and the time of the Shema is already at 8 o'clock. So what's the answer to that question? That is also the mitzvah. Since he is, now comes what you say, since he is concerned about it and there is an anxiety about it already, that is already part of the mitzvah. He's already occupied with that mitzvah. His mind is on the mitzvah. So that is already considered to be the mitzvah. That is an Oseg b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah. Now this we call almost, this is almost Hechsher mitzvah. The preparation for the mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah. It's the preparation for the mitzvah. So what we see, that Hechsher mitzvah ke mitzvah, that the preparation for the mitzvah is already exactly the same as the mitzvah. So he's not only potter from Shema at 10 o'clock when he's already, then he's already in the beer, not only then, but at 8 o'clock he's already potter because he's preparing for the beer. All that is Oseg b'mitzvah. That is the important thing that we've got to know, right? So here, what is good about this particular Mishnah is we've got a proof.
This Friday night, we obviously see it's a mitzvah to make a beer.
It's a mitzvah to make a beer.
The first beer, yes. So we can see
the previous Mishnah, if you remember, we said it wasn't conclusive because we learnt it. That he didn't do, it's not the first beer, it's a continuation, it wasn't complete beer, so it wasn't conclusive. But yeah, it's conclusive. It's a very good proof. Yes, okay. Harry.
Okay, this probably comes from having this, but from what I just gathered, I mean, repeatedly, I'm totally off base, but we're saying that the bee is committed on Friday night because Mishnah implies that it's a mitzvah because he would be already involved in that and therefore would be exempt from saying Shema.
Yeah.
That's
it's more that it goes until Matzah Shabbos.
Yeah, I mean, if it goes until Matzah Shabbos, it includes that he would be exempt from saying
Shema. So if by Friday night came around and he hadn't done the deal, so he's an exempt from saying Shema.
You know, right. If he has an exemption on Friday night, it's because it implies very strongly
that it's
permitted on Friday.
Right.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
All right, Harry, fine. Carry on, please, Troll.
Okay. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says this is not a.
Now, Amalei Abaya said Abaya to whom?
To Rav Yosef.
Yes, call them by their names.
Okay. Well, the Torah delayed that it's not that he's occupied about doing the beer, but he's occupied the fact that he did not do the beer.
He's occupied with the fact that he hasn't done the beer. Right. He says, it come Wednesday he didn't do the beer, and Thursday he didn't do the beer. Friday he's still potter from Shema. But the reason that he's potter from the Shema is not because he's a torid in doing a mitzvah. He's a torid in that he hasn't done the mitzvah and he can't do the mitzvah.
What is a torid?
He's preoccupied, he's occupied, he's troubled by it. You follow? That is the reason. Now, once you say that, once you say that, you haven't got a proof anymore.
Right. So it's not conclusive. So,
now, we've just got to understand.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get us to the stage, you know, we don't appreciate Rashi yet. We pardon? Well, we don't. We don't appreciate Rashi yet. So what is Rashi saying? What is the tildor really?
Because of the pain.
No, Rashi says that
Mitztar Shiloboah.
He is Mitztar Shiloboah. He's got a mental agony that he hasn't made the bill yet. Alright? Now, go on please.
Okay, so Amalei Rava. Rava says to Abaya, Umishim Tirda Pater. You say that because of Tirda he should be Pater from the mitzvah. Elamiyat.
Yes, but you say because of the Tirda he is Pater. Because he has no intention of doing the Bial. So you say because of the Tirda he is Pater, he says this is Bial, yes.
Yeah. Elamiyat, only from now.
Elamiyat, he says, but now, that's it. He's back now, says Robo to Abaya, Elome Ato, but now.
Okay, presenting a case, another
yes.
case.
Robo to Abaya down.
Tobo.
If someone had a ship sank in the water, Hachinami the Pater, would you also say because of Tarid that he should be Pater from doing a mitzvah?
He's mitzvah. Can you imagine a person, and don't forget he wasn't insured. His ship is in the ocean, it's bringing in merchandise from Japan, I believe that's from where it comes to America, it's bringing in merchandise from Japan, and the ship goes under and it's not insured. Can you imagine what is? What it means to him? First of all, he's putting all his money there. Secondly, that part of his house which he's paid off, he's already bonded in it. Third, he's even borrowed money from the bank for it, and it all goes under what was fits up for years.
The Chitamen, if you're going to say Hachinami, that even in this case you would say that because of Tarius Pater, Ba'amir of Abba Barzavda Amar Rav, Rav Arab Barzavda said in the name of Rav, Avil Chay of Bechal HaMitzvahs HaMurz B'Torah.
And the next thing, where is
it? Min HaTfilah. And Avil is higher than all the mitzvahs of the Torah except from Tfilah. And an Avil would be considered the biggest Torah possible.
He's the biggest Torah possible, and he's Potter from all the mitzvahs
he's
in high. The Torah.
He's high.
So he's high from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Could you wish for a greater mitzvah, eh? Can there be anybody who's got more mental agony than the mourner? And yet we say that the mourner is obligated to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah.
Yeah.
So he says, Abaya, how can you say that he's Potter from reading Shema because he can't make a beer?
Shema.
Bohem Pa'er.
Bohem Pa'er.
And the only reason
that he's not supposed to put on tefillin is because it says Pa'er.
And there is an incongruity. Pa'er is an adornment. And an obey with an adornment is an incongruity. You follow? So therefore an Omer doesn't put on to feeling. It's only because of the incongruity that everything else he's got to, the tefillin itself is an adornment. But any...
Talit is not?
No. Talit is a garment. It's a covering. But the tefillin is an adornment. And that doesn't go. But the important point is that every mitzvah, Ovel has got to do every mitzvah. To daven, he's got to daven. To bench, he's got to bench. To make a brocha, he's got to make a brocha. Every other mitzvah he's got to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's under
the
every
mitzvah. After the funeral, right?
Pardon?
There is a different exemption between the death and the funeral.
That's right. Well, you see, that is the way we take it. We take it that an Ovel is only potter from tefillin until the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what we do is, you know, after the funeral, he hasn't put on before, he comes home and it's the afternoon already, he puts on his tefillin and he reads a paragraph of the Shema, but he puts on his tefillin.
There's also the exemption that that only avails also on the pallbearers, is there not something in
for quotes? We'll do it, but we don't pass it.
Oh, that we don't pass it that today?
Yes. All right? So where do we stand now?
So now the proof, first of all, Abaye doesn't seem to be standing on too good ground, and the fact that Tarid is not an excuse for being putter from the mitzvah.
So have we got a proof or haven't we got a proof?
We have got a proof.
The Gemara says we've got a proof from a Mishnah that the first beer can take place on Friday night.
Right.
So we've reached a stage where from a Mishnah we've got a proof. Larry, are you with us? We've reached the stage where from a Mishnah we've got a proof that the first beer can take place on Friday night. Yes, David.
Pardon me, to possibly backtrack and open up some of our video, but that's proof that we're working on. It seems that we've proved that a beer can take place on Friday night. I don't see how it's such that the first beer, with the whole issue of the blood, could necessarily take place on Friday night just because of the fact that it talks about the decree of Shema.
Lila Risha, the first night.
He discusses it in the context.
If it wouldn't be the first beer, there would be no Torah.
He's a Torah. Well, he doesn't know whether she's a Basula, she's not a Basula. What happens if she's not a Basula? You follow? So he's a Torah.
So the proof is once more conclusive that...
So from here we've got conclusive proof. So, as your parting gift to us for 30 days, will you do the Rashi?
I don't want anybody to remember me by
it. You know. Lifta mechaberu al hipoter emenu elo mitoch tibar alocho shezochreihu. The person goes away, gives him a tibar alocho, tells him something, and through that he remembers him. We'll remember you through the Rashi.
No, that's
okay. My love. My love. So, who says my love?
This is Rav Yosef.
Rav Yosef says my love. Surely says Rav Yosef from this Mishnah. We've got to prove that the first beer is permitted back in Shabbos. Now you explain that. I, the potter,
in the Kriya Shema Bereva Shabbos. That the reason why he was potter from Kriya Shema on the night of Shabbos, on Friday night, Mishum the Torah, the mitzvah, the boy of the mivel, because he is preoccupied with the mitzvah that he is required to make the beer.
The boy of the mivel. You said he's required to make the beer. Fine, all right.
Well, they say the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. And if somebody is involved in doing the mitzvah, it's part of from doing another mitzvah.
You follow us to what it's saying.
This is the Rashi.
The reason is because he's an oseh the mitzvah. And even to make the first beer on a Friday night is a mitzvah. And since he is an oseg b'mitzvah, he's potter from a mitzvah. Yes. You remember on Dalit Omad Aleph, the Ilas mitzvah. Korilei the Ilas mitzvah, which you can deceive Kiberoka as a witness. The first beer is called the Ilas mitzvah. The first beer that a man makes with his wife is called the beer of mitzvah. So that's a special mitzvah, that beer. So this mitzvah, and he's also a mitzvah, therefore he's potter min a mitzvah, yes?
Says Abaye, the reason is not because he is preoccupied with the fact that he has to do the beer. He is, because the Torah is the lowball, he's distressed at the fact that he cannot make the beer. Mitzvah shalobal. He is Mitzvah, what did he say?
Mitzvah is distress.
Distress, that's what I said.
He is distress. Yes.
Mental anguish.
Yes. In that
he cannot make the beer.
That he cannot make a beer.
And the reason?
He is distressing him.
Right.
And it's because of his distress that he doesn't read the Shema. Yes.
And says Rabbi to Abayu, Mishum de Torah Porter, because he's a stress, that's why he should be Porter.
Beat Pio.
He
said that this is something quite new. That because of stress, you don't do a mitzvah. So we'd be in a fine position. Never would be a fine position. Anybody's under stress today. We shouldn't have told him, Porter beat me, or who we shouldn't.
Tsar, Porter.
Because
of pain, would he be Porter?
Because of anguish, would he be Porter?
Me'acher, she'enam, me'chasher,
la'asok
the mitzvah. After he is not, he cannot consider to be involved in the mitzvah.
He's not even thinking of doing the mitzvah yet, because it's Friday night, and he can't do the mitzvah. So he's not even thinking of doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is furthest from his mind now, he's not doing the mitzvah. Just because he's got the stress that he can't do the beer, because of that, just notice what words I'm choosing. Because he's distressed that he can't do the deal, therefore he should be potter. Just remember what I'm choosing my words very carefully. I'm using exactly the same words as I is using. Because he's distressed that he can't do the deal because of distress and of anguish. That is why you can't do, you don't read the Shema. Where do we get that? Yes, go on.
And if you would say if a person is Torah, then he would be part of the mitzvah.
Yes.
It says by tefillin pe'er, and the pasuk says pe'er kol chovesh olecho.
Yes. I'll just tell you what it's speaking about there with Yecheskel. Yecheskel is seeing the Chazon, the vision of the destruction of the temple, and Hashem says to him, I don't want no lamentations, as if to say the temple is being destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash, another word I don't like using the English word for temple, all different ideas comes into one's mind. Beis HaMikdash is not a temple, a temple is not a Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. The Hashem says to Yechezkel, no, I don't want you to mourn, speaking figuratively of course, I don't want you to mourn for the Beis HaMikdash. No lamentations for the Beis HaMikdash. This is the fault of the people. They have done it. They have brought it about. It's their own act. Don't lament for it. And he says, Chavush, put on your pe'er, which means your tefillin. Put on your tefillin, so we can see. Don't mourn and put on your tefillin. But if you would mourn, then you wouldn't put on. That is the raya. That is the proof from Yecheskel. Got it? Bill. Are you with me here?
Yes.
You understand what's going on? Fine. If you don't, just ask. Philip? All right. Because you must ask. If you don't understand, you ask. Carry on. Carry on, please. David Morrow, how's it going down there? All right. Put on your pa'ir on you.
The Ovelm Olel
Be'er Karnel
Karnavarosho.
And Rashi puts these words in. And Rashi says, and an Ovel is, figuratively speaking, rolling in the dust with his crown and his head. The crown of his head and his head are rolling in dust.
That is not a
It's an incongruity here. sister, and Obed doesn't put on tefillin. Oh, now, we got as far as this. We got as far as this. So here, are we pardon?
We went a little further with Sunday.
No, we didn't.
No, that's not the Rashi.
No,
Gemara.
In the Gemara.
The Gemara.
Did we go further than
in the Gemara?
No,
in
the Gemara. The Tanan, the Tanan according to Abaye.
But not the, we haven't done that this evening yet.
No, no, no.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now we go on. Barry, will you go on from there, please? Now don't forget, the important thing is just to know exactly how far we've got. We've got to the stage where we've got a raya, we've got a proof from the Mishnah that the first meal takes place on Shabbos. What he would only do to break this proof. He doesn't want this proof. Because Abaye takes the view of Shmuel before, that the first meal can't take place on Shabbos. So he would do anything to break it. So he brought in a new idea that, no, it means he's started because he can't make a beer. That's what's worrying. That's why he's started. And Roma sails into him. Says, you can't do that. And Roma breaks him. And says, there is no law that, now, we have to try and understand. So what is Abaye's view? Doesn't Abaye know that Tovus Kinosa Bayom, that if a man's ship sinks at sea, that he's still got to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah? Doesn't Abaye know that if one Chas V'Shalom loses somebody, and one is an Obey, one is a mourner, doesn't Abaye know that one still has to do all the mitzvahs in the Torah? Abaye knows this. So what is the view of Abaye? That we still have to find out. Yes, Michael.
Just to sharpen up this difference.
Yes.
In my mind. The way that Rava wants to learn it is that the reason that he's potter from Kriyashma is because of his upset at his own failure. I mean, that he's been unable to make a bia.
No, Abaye wants to do that.
I beg your pardon. Yes, that Abaye wants to do that.
Yes. There. Well, it's just that he's distressed that he hasn't, and he can't make the beer tonight.
Excuse me, does it push that he cares for this character? Wasn't it something beyond his control, like she was a school leader or something like that? It was not a different concern or anything like
that. No, it's not that. It's not, his distress is not, it's already Friday night, and he can't make a beer tonight. He wants to make a beer, and he can't. You can understand.
But is it care because of what?
Because it's Friday night. Abaye says Abaye wants to break the conclusiveness of the proof of Rav Yosef. He says Abaye says I interpret this Mishnah like this. If you says Abaye, you want to know how I learn this Mishnah. He says if you look at the Mishnah, he says Chosin quoted me Kriyat Shema Laila Rishon. On Wednesday night the Chosin is quoted from Kriyat Shema. Why? Because he's an Osef of Mitzvah, Potter Mina Mitzvah. He's busy, he's preparing, thinking about the Mitzvah. No, it's all that is in the Mitzvah. What happens the second night? Also, Thursday night is also Potter because he's busy with the Mitzvah. Friday night? What do you do on Friday night, Abaye? He says, Friday night is also Potter from Kriyat Shema. But on Friday night he's Potter from Kriyat Shema because he can't make the beer. Saturday night he's Potter from Kriyat Shema. Why? Because he's going to make a beer. But what the Mishnah is interested in teaching us, says Abaye, is only that he's Potter from Kriyat Shema, whatever the reason be. That's the way Abaye interprets the Mishnah. He gets away with it, almost.
And shut down actually.
What Rava shoots him down. Yes.
What Rava is saying is that Torah can't exist except in relation to a specific positive performance
of a mitzvah. Torah is only with one that he should be quoted from a mitzvah is only if he's doing a mitzvah. But you, by a buyer, say he should be quoted because he's not even thinking of a mitzvah. He should be tortured just because of distress. It's got nothing to do with the mitzvah at all. You made me say more than I want to say.
Right.
Yeah. You see why in the mercy. Oh, now, this is Rava. Elo Omar Rava. That says Rava. Now, don't forget that Rava is the one that is supporting Rabbi Yosef. And what is Rava's view? That you can make the first be on Shabbos. And the buyer is the one now that is doing all he can that it shouldn't be approved from here. But we are now satisfied that it's approved. Elo Omar Rovo, that said Rovo, Barry, will you continue?
Tanoihi.
Now we come on to a new point. Tanoihi. What is that? We say this question whether you can make the first beer on Friday night or you can't make the first beer Friday night. Says Abaya and Rovo, this is a subject that the Tanoim were already discussing. That is, this is goes back to a previous period. The period of the Tanoim comes to an end in the year 200. This is already, we Abaya and Rovo, the year 300 already. So they say, before the year 200, this question was debated. Whether you can do the first beer on Friday night or not. And then you have a machlokas. There you have a difference already. Go on, please, Barry.
The Tanya Chada,
because one Tanya learned.
In law, I say, Marasei Berishon, Hotter Afrishani.
Okay, let me know. Tell me what it's about. I don't know what it's about yet. Yes.
He didn't do it on the first night.
If he didn't do the beer on the first night, that's Wednesday night. Potter
off the chain until.
Did he spot it on?
On the first night. Until the second night.
Also on the second night. Even on the second
and
night.
And if he didn't do it the Shani.
The Shani Potter?
Potter off
the
Shlishi.
Which is the third night?
Friday night.
And if he didn't do it on Thursday night, he's porter on Friday night. So what does this time say? You can make the first beer on Friday night or you can't?
You can.
Yeah. This is Robbie's bringing his proof to. So this time says you can make the first beer on Friday night.
Fine.
The time you're eating.
Isn't Robert just saying that he wants it from
creation?
That's right.
What does Robert say? Because you can't make a deal with the state, that doesn't point you to some party problem. And it's your proof. The only reason you can say it is because he's an Osei Berishon. Right? If he didn't make the beer on Wednesday night, he's ported on Thursday night. If he didn't make the beer on Thursday night, he's ported on Friday night. So from that Tana we know. Please carry on, Barry.
The Tana Edoch
had we learned in another Baraisa.
Rishon Sheni Potter.
On.
Didn't do it on
Wednesday night and Thursday night. He's potter. But Friday night he has to read the Shema. So what does that tell us?
He can't make a beer.
So we see now. We've got a locus tannoi. So we've got a brasa. A brasa goes right back to the period of the Mishnah. So in the Baraita we've got one Tana says, one authority says that you can make the beer on Friday night, and another authority says you can't make it on Friday night. The Mishnah says, Chosen Potter mit Kriya Shema Laino Rishon,
odd mitzvah Shabbos even if it's a mitzvah. But the Brisa can disagree with the Mishnah. So what have we got if we add up? If we add up our resources. Now what have we got? We've got a Mishnah that says you can make the first be on Friday night. We've got one Brisa that says you can make the first be on Friday night. And we've got one Brisa that says that you can't make the first be on Friday. So we've got two against one. We've got two against one. So the person who is really in trouble is a buyer. Because he tried to learn the Mishnah in Brachos. Of course, the Potomac Kriya Shema, Laila Horishon, he's just, of course, because he's now said the mitzvah, Potomac the mitzvah. Admin Tzoy Shabbos in the Osamaisa, he says, yes, till Saturday night. He's still Potter from Kriya Shema, says a buyer. Thursday night he's Potter from Kriya Shema because he's going to make a beer. Friday night he's Potter from Kriya Shema because he hasn't made a beer, and he can't make a beer. Saturday night he's Potter from Kriya Shema because he's going to make a beer. That's where I get away from it. But now we've got a Baraisa that says that on the if he didn't make it the first night, Potter in the second night. If he didn't make it the second night, he's Potter on the third night also. So yeah, how are you going to learn this Baraisa? So on the surface, a buyer is going to learn it very simply. What is he going to say? The same as he said the Mishnah.
Okay.
He is going to say, I learned the first brisa, we've got two brisas here. He said, the first brisa I'm going to learn like this. If he didn't do it on Wednesday night, he's Potter from Kriyat Shema on Thursday night because he came to make a beer. If he didn't do it on Thursday night, he's Potter from Kriyat Shema on Friday night because he can't make a beer in his distress. That's the way I learn it. Says a buyer, can't catch me. And how are you going to learn the other Pentihali? How are you going to learn the other Baraisa? The other Baraisa says if he didn't do it on Wednesday night, he's Potter on Thursday night. If he didn't do it on Thursday night, he's got to do it on Friday night. Then he's got to read the Shema on Friday night. So how are you going to learn it there, how are you going to learn it there?
He doesn't hold a Torah, then. He agrees
with that. According to you, he should, even if he can't make the beer, he should also be Potter. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. How is a buyer going to learn both of these prices? Going to be a little bit difficult, but we've got to understand what a buyer is going to say, and that is the burden of our next message. Yes? Got it?
Isn't it possible that a buyer can learn these two brises coming up only to argue between themselves on the question of do we accept Tari
That's the next piece of the matter. Quite right. Good for you. Right. I can assure you that we still have excitement in spite of you all.
I think you would.
We still have the excitement. You haven't reached that stage yet that you can rob us of the excitement. All right. I hope you will, but then we'll have other excitements. Right. All right, carry on, please, Barry.
Are
you doing it?
Oh, wonderful.
Good, carry on.
The Abaya Hatanami.
The Abaya? Now comes the question, how does Abaya deal with all this, yes?
Hatanami betirdok, please. And says, really, what they're arguing about is tirdok.
There they are arguing about tirdok. Now, this is the interesting thing. Haven't you got a place?
I lost it.
It's a sentence of four words, but there's a lot we've got to understand. So, Abaya, what does Abaya say? So, daddy, I'll make it a little bit easier for you. Mm-hmm. You've had a heavy day. I'll make it a little bit easier for you just so that you can get the thing. But you have to help me. So we've got two Baraisas. How does a buyer learn the Baraisa? He learns it like this. The first Baraisa is, if he didn't do the beer on Wednesday night, then he's potter up the shady on Thursday night. If he didn't do the beer on Thursday night, he's potter also on Shabbos. Now, this is a buyer. Says a buyer is potter on Shabbos because he's distressed that he can't do the beer. That's what a buyer says. Right. Fine, he gets away with that. By what do you do with the second Baraisa? He says, right, Wednesday night he's potter because he's going to do the beer. Oh, so the mitzvah potter in mitzvah. No difficulty, says about it. Thursday night he's potter from Kriyat Shema. Oh, so the mitzvah potter mina. Mitzvah is potter. Friday night he's got to read the Shema. Abaya, what do you do with Friday night? He says, this Tana, this Baraisa doesn't accept what the other Baraisa, what the Mishnah accepts. This Tana says that Tirdo is not a reason for not doing a mitzvah, for not reading the Shema. Anguish, sad, is not a reason for it. He says, in this very point, the two Baraisas differ. There's only one thing that we haven't covered. And Charles didn't help us with this. And that is, what does a buyer do with Rova's question? Thomas Finosa Vayoma buyer? If he ships things at sea, has he got to read Shema? Of course he's got to read Shema. And Ovale, has he got to read Shema? Hasn't he got to read Shema? He's got to read Shema. So how can you, Rova, say that there's even one authority? I'm sorry, thank you, Saul. Rova says, how can you, Abaya, say that there's even one authority that says that because of distress you're potter? Thomas Finosa Meyom, Rabbi Abba Mazavda, Case of Orwell, where do you get this from? That we remain hanging in the air, and that we can't do. It's got to come down to ground. What do we do if we're hanging in the air? We don't know what's going to happen. What do we do?
Actually, come on. I said go to Rashi.
Of course. I'm trying to, that we should reach the stage where Rashi is useful to us. He helps us. He's not an encumbrance. But you see what we are left hanging with here? Mm-hmm. You see what we are left hanging with here? The Gemara leaves us hanging with us. David, are you with me? You don't have to say yes because you're thinking about it. You say, no, I won't sleep tonight. You're fine. All right. Now we've got to see what the Rashi is going to say.
Huh?
Yes. Elo Omar Rova. Let's go to the Rashi. Elo Omar Rovi. Rovo. You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to say this piece of Rashi. I'm going to say this piece of Rashi, and then afterwards I'm going to ask one of you to say it after me. Because it's a little bit involved, but not much. Just a question of unraveling it a little bit, and then that's all there is. Otherwise, once you know the difficulty that Rashi, to which Rashi addresses himself, then it's not difficult, you see. Always before you come to a meeting, have the agenda. Once you've got the agenda, it's easy to manage it. Elo Omarova, have you got the Rashi? It starts with the brackets, the square brackets. It's probable that in older edition, probably in the Bomber edition, it wasn't, and I put it in on the Sonsino edition, it wasn't. Sonsino, not to be confused with the Sonsino, there's a difference between the Sonsino and the Sonsino.
So this is a printer's indication.
This is, yes, this is a printer's indication that this is found in the one edition, not found in the other edition, so he's put it in. You know, you don't know the type of printers we used to have once upon a time. The Yerida, the deterioration that has come into life. The printers we used to have once upon a time. A printer used to work out whether he should put it in here. He was got to put this in and put it in brackets. The printers we used to have. Now, if you just want to get an idea, we've got the Chinuch, who in the 12th century wrote a work. He called it the Sefer HaChinuch. And he writes it in his introduction, he says, I'm so distressed. On Shabbos afternoon, I see the children running in and out of shul. They've gone through the Seder already, they've gone through the Rashi already. They've already learned their Mishnah, they've already learned the modern, the long summer days, they've got nothing to do, these children, they run about. So he wrote a work for the children, he called it the Chinuch. A few hundred years later, the Minchas Chinuch wrote on it. It was Tutzakto. Wrote on the Chinuch. Today, we've got works on the Minchas Chinuch, and we've got works on the works of the Minchas Chinuch, which is on the Chinuch. And it's written in about the year 1200, was written for children. That's not the end of the story. You should see the publisher's note and the printer's note. When they printed the Minchas Chinuch, that's what you should see. Printer, one who publishes it, and the printer also puts an introduction there. Pleasure to read the introduction. The Lomdus, the printer, the Lomdus, the scholarship. Lomdus is scholarship, not saying. Lomdus, the Lomdus in it. What goes into it, the feeling that goes into it, the printer. And he takes each letter that he puts down, he does it with love. And this is a very good addition still, this Gemara, but you should see the way they print today. Everything so carefully. So that, Harry, that's how these square brackets come in. You follow? Elo Omarova, but, and when he puts it in round brackets means that the printer suggests that you don't read them. But he would never take them out. Perhaps he made a mistake. The printer says, after all, I'm only a printer. Today, he would be the greatest authority. But in those days, he's only a printer. After all, who am I? So you put it in cursive brackets. And in cursive brackets means, to me, it seems that it shouldn't be read. But I won't take it out. That I won't do. Won't touch it. Elo Omar Rova Batsed Rova Vadi Lo Morti Sli Truti Hora Hosel Potomi Kriya Chamami Shum De Lo Morti Boil. He says, Bravo says, Abaya, you can't tell me that a Hosen doesn't read Kriya Chama on Friday night because he can't make a beer. The Imkain Lo Hava Potu De Lo Tori B'Divar Mitzvah, because for that reason he wouldn't be potur, because he's not occupied in a mitzvah. Can't be for that reason. That can't be the reason. But it's possible that there is a school of thought that says that a chosen can't make the first meal on Friday night. We find in Tanoihi, in the Tanoihi. Tanoihi be'ilas chabura b'Shabbos. In the question of making the first beer on Shabbos, it's a question of Tanoim. Uman de osar livel b'Shabbos.
And the person that says you are not allowed to make the first beer on Shabbos, which is really Shmuel on the previous page, Ketanui Omro Lishmaite. He made his statement according to a Tana. The Ikotana Achrina, because there is another Tana, the Osar Lemival, that prohibits to make the first beer on Shabbos. And now it starts. The Tono Chado, because one Tana learns Potur, that is Potur on the third night on Friday night with Kriya Shema, and says, Robo, and I take that to mean, why is he Potur from Kriya Shema on Friday night? Because he's making a beer on Friday night, it's permissible to make it. The second Tanya, the Tanya Idach, says, Shlishi Chayav, that on the third night he must read the Shema. The Shabbos, who were also liver, says, Robo, I understand that to mean, because it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to make a beer. So we see that there is one authority amongst the Tanoim that says you are not allowed to make the first beer on Shabbos. The Abaya asks the Gemara, the Abaya, Omar Loch, Abaya says to you, Hani Tanoi Nami Betildo Pligi. The Tanoim of the two brises are also differing on the question of Tirdo. Behind the potter laid me Kriya Shema, and the first Tana that says that on Friday night he's potter from Kriya Shema, says Abaya, love me shum deshori lemivel, not because it's permitted to make the beer, ela kesover, but he's of the opinion, amitztar eir, sa'ar shel mitzvah potter me Kriya Shema. And now comes a new principle, that is the one that Michael brought me, that I almost had to say it already before we were ready for it. Now, this is the way we learn the Gemara. Abaya says, just if a person's ship sinks at sea, that's not a reason not to say the Shema. That's not a reason not to do mitzvahs. If a person is an ovel and he's got tzar, that's not a reason that you're potter from a mitzvah. The only reason you're potter from a mitzvah, if you've got tzar, that you can't do a mitzvah. That's the only time. Because that is the only legitimate tzar.
Tzar
is anguish. Sure. That is legitimate, I'm using it in inverted commas. That's legitimate.
Legitimizing, legitimizes not carrying up.
So if a person's Tovas Finosa Bayom, if a person's ship sinks at sea, you've got tzar? Alright. But is it a mitzvah for you to have tzar? Not a mitzvah for you. Really, you shouldn't have tzar. Why shouldn't you have tzar? You've got bitochen. You've got emuno. You've got belief. You believe there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. No doubt about that. You believe in Ashgocha. You believe in Bitochen. You've got faith. You've got trust. You've got faith that there's a reason why it happened. So there's a reason for it. I've got faith. A reason for it. You've got Bitochen. You've got trust. If Hashem wants to help me, He'll help me. He'll help me in another way. But Hashem will help me with this. So you've got trust. I had a case last night. Still, man, he's doing very, very well with the firm. Top scientist there. They put a man to be his immediate supervisor, and he hasn't been getting on with it. He decided to apply for another position. He applies for another position and has an interview. Doesn't get it. And he can't understand that he can get it. You see that this is just something that's mad.
because he knows what his qualifications are. He knows exactly what they need. It was just tailored for him. It was mad. And he explained it to me. But you know what he said to me? He said, I'm quite certain there's a reason for it. There's a rebellion to the Lund. There's a reason for it. This was a few days ago. Wednesday night he phones me. He's in terrible trouble. His daughter wasn't well, a little girl of four. Wasn't well, and discovered cancer. But all over. Anyway, he's in a terrible state. Usual things take place. They get her to the hospital. And they get her to hospital, and what goes on there, I've seen a lot in hospitals, but I've never seen anything at the, what goes on at the children's hospital in Stanford, and after which he's transferred to the hospital. What the care and the attention and the time, and nobody's flurried, and everybody's calm. And if you want to know something, they give you all the details and explain everything to you. Everything just runs on wheels. Last night they did an operation on her. They started on Friday. Friday afternoon they do an operation on her. 8 hours on the table. What they took away, right down from the bottom, kidney and adrenal gland, right up into part of a lung, you know, they say, look, we are going to get this right. Last night I saw him. Can you have an idea how much this costs? They made a statement, somebody made a statement, he said the least is $30,000. What goes on, the kids of care, and the number of doctors for each little thing, and the tests that are going on all the time. $30,000. Now the whole thing is clear. You see, if I would have got that job, this, my students wouldn't have covered it. In this firm, they hope covers it. So the whole thing is clear now. Now I understand. Oh, can you imagine what a mess I would have been? I've got it now. Until we lost night. Nothing. There is legitimate distress, and there is not legitimate distress. Thomas Finosa Bayom. Your ship goes in. You're distressed about it. Be thankful that you were not on the ship. What do you want to be distressed about? You haven't got any money left. He's not working again. Oh no, but to be distressed, to eat yourself up for it. No legitimacy for that. That you're not allowed to do. That's what a bias is. That you're not allowed to have distress for that. Of course there's a bias. I agree with you, Robert. Who am I not to agree with that? Thomas Spinoza, but your ship goes in, of course he's got to do all the mitzvahs. He's not put upon clear Shabbat. And Ovel, interesting thing. The law is, the mitzvah is, that an Ovel must be an Ovel. What is Ovel? The things that he mustn't do and the things that he must do. That is an Ovel. He must take off his shoes, he must sit on the ground, or he must sit low down. He mustn't adorn himself. Those are the things. But that he must have anguish and distress, that isn't a demon. That is not a mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. So he said, of course there I will never say that an Ovel is potter from mitzvahs. He's only potter if it's a distress connected with a mitzvah. It's a distress that he can't do a mitzvah, then he's potter. But if he can do a mitzvah, but if he's distressed, some, The only legitimate distress that there is the distress that you can't do a mitzvah, because that you can never get back. Can't do it. You've got distress. But for anything else, what right have you got to be distressed about? You see, but to be, if you're distressed that you can't do a mitzvah, this is robber. That is the only place where I would say that he's potter. Now look what he says. Va'baya omar lo hanach tanoi nami betide pligi. These Tanoim argue also on the matter of tirdor, preoccupation. And that is Potter from reading the Kriya Shema on Friday night, says Abaya in the Braiso and also in the Mishnah, is not because it's permitted to make a beer, elokus sovera mitzayet zayetion mitzvah Potter mi Kriya Shema. But Abaya is of the opinion that if a person has got anguish because he can't do a mitzvah, then he is potter from Kriya Shema. V'lo domi le'ovel, and it cannot be compared to a mourner, de tori tiro dirishus, and ovel is mourning. Mourning, it's not a mitzvah, de tori tiro dirishus. He is preoccupied. His preoccupation is permissible, but it's not obligatory. It's permissible if you want to be preoccupied. The Torah allows you to be occupied. You want to have anguish, the Torah allows you to have anguish. But it's not obligatory. She ain't tsaru mitzvah. The anguish of an ovel is not a mitzvah, afar pi she'avelus a mitzvah, although his act of mourning is a mitzvah. Uman de mechayiv, and the one who says that on Friday night you've got to read the Shema, sober is of the opinion, tildo lo potar, that anguish even for a mitzvah does not make it potter from clear Shema. So Abaya says the difference in the two braises is the following one. The first braise says that if Friday night comes, says Abaya, according to Abaya, and he can't make a bill, he's got a tildo shel mitzvah, he's preoccupied that he can't do a mitzvah, he's got a stress that he can't do a mitzvah, that porters him from reading the Shema. The second Tana says, no, when Friday night comes, he is chayiv to read the Shema, but he can't make a mitzvah by it, he can't do the bia by it. This Tana says that to have tsar, to have anguish, that you can't do a mitzvah, doesn't potter you from a mitzvah. The only thing that potters you from a mitzvah, if you are an oseg b'mitzvah, then you're potter from a mitzvah.
But that
doesn't potter you from a mitzvah. That is what he says. The Rova Omar, the Bermuter liver pleading, Vahanita noi kahanita noi. And Rova says that the argument is whether it is permitted to make the first be on Shabbos or is not. Till then. We'll take it a little bit further just now. That is how we understand. So what through Rashi, the whole thing is rounded off now, you see. We've got the whole thing clear now. Without Rashi, you wouldn't have had the whole thing clear. So next time, Michael, I ask you to say the Rashi, don't heave a sigh. The only two happy. Without the Rashi, we couldn't move.
I think you would be happy.
Without the Rashi, without the Rashi, it would be the song Sino and nothing more. Wouldn't have the more. Wouldn't have anything more. That little piece. I'm going to ask you to do the Rashi, that piece of Rashi. Yes.
What we have so far is that what Rashi said is that a
ruling then apply to any case where...
Say that again?
Does it apply to any case where someone is in anguish or nothing to do with them? Let's say the ship sinks.
Yes.
And it's his ship, and he was hoping to sell the ship because he was concerned when he was set up, yes. But now he couldn't do it.
So
excuse him for your story.
Yeah.
Well, he's right in the middle of the room. I'm not sure. That's not
a big part of it. It's not a secular mitzvah. He's not engaged in the actual mitzvah.
It was interesting. Now, even a bias is that's a engaged in the mitzvah. He hasn't got tzar for a mitzvah. Is a mitzvah is there. The Vilna Gaon had big tzar. It was, the war was going on. Once upon a time, wars used to take place every Monday and Thursday. And it was just before, it was Elul, this time of year, and the war was on, you couldn't get an Ezra. Can you imagine what it meant to the Vilna Gaon? It's coming. Sukkot is coming. Hasn't got a lulav and an esrog. A lulav he can get, he can't get an esrog. Can't do the mitzvah. That is a tzar. That is a tzar. Can't do a mitzvah. Can you imagine what he goes through? Do you want to hear the rest of the story?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the Rashi you've got to say. So I don't think you're going to enjoy the story. The he comes, so the builder, the Balabatim in Vilna, got together without telling him anything, and they got one man, big merchant, and they said, we've decided that you are the best negotiator in the country. He said, what do you want? He said, we are going to give you 3,000 rubles, and you're going to go to Warsaw. Don't come back unless you've got an Ezrog for the Vilna Gaon. She said, but we know he's call yourself a merchant? For a merchant, there's no such thing as no Ezrog. You'll get. You just go to Warsaw. He goes to Warsaw and he starts hunting. An Ezrog. He knows where he can get an Ezrog for the rest. Very well. He gets hold of a balabos and he says, I hear you've got an Ezrog. Yes, I've got an Ezrog. He said, sell it to me. He said, please. How can I sell you this? You know what trouble I went to? You know how I got this Ezrog? He said, all right. He said, I tell you, if you knew for whom I want it, he said, please don't tell me for whom you want it. I won't sell you this Ezrog. He said, name your price. I was going to sell it. He said, well, I'll tell you for whom I want it. I want it for the Vilna Gaon.
He lost the money to the Jews.
He said, the Vilna Gaon? That's really a different story. He said, oh, I'll tell you. You know for whom it is, you sell it. What price do you want for it? He said, for the Vilna Gaon, from the Vilna Gaon, I don't take money, I take something else. You could have it. I'm giving you the price. The schar, the reward that the Vilna Gaon will receive from the Rebbeinu Shleimah for benching a lulav and esrog on Sukkot. I want him to make over that reward to me. That's my price. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. That's take it. See the money? See, keep the money. That's my price. Take it or leave it. He says, I'll take it. Takes it and they're all so excited because I've got an Ezrog. He said, I've got an Ezrog. Then why aren't you happy? you don't hear the story. They come together and he tells them the story and they say, but how can we go and tell the Vinagorna thing like that? There's always one person there's prepared to do it, and there's one person prepared to do it. I'm going to tell it. So they give it and they bring it to the Vinagorna. He looks at it and he fondles it. What it means to him, this Esrog, he thought he wouldn't have an Esrog for Sukkos. And he's fondling the Esrog, and he tells him there's a fly in the room. There's something I've got to tell you about this. And he said, what is it? He said, the man who sold it to me sold it on the condition that you give over to him, to writing, all the skull that you will have for this Esrog goes to him. And of course, it would be the greatest of pleasure. That means that I will be doing a mitzvah lishma only for its own sake, knowing that I won't be getting any reward for it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that gives me. Can you imagine the simcha he got? So immediately he wrote out, he said, for the greatest of pleasure. Now I know that I'm doing it only because of the medicine. All right. I want you to know what kind of people once existed. This is only a couple of hundred years ago. What people once existed. Know what it is. What it is, a mitzvah lishmo. What it is, the tsar of the Vilna Gaon, that he won't have the lulav and that he won't have the mitzvah of Esrog, what it meant to him. What the people were prepared to do to get it for him. What they were prepared to do just to get it for him. A chesed. People don't think like that.
I had an experience once in the street in Jerusalem that a boy with his hair and beard and Sukkot stopped me on the street. In the early morning I was up walking my dog and he stopped and he asked me, "Ata muchan lezakot oti b'mitzvah?" That if I should beg Ezra,
he gets a mitzvah.
He'll get the mitzvah. I said, yes, but he says, but you know, city of Jerusalem has strict leash orders and says, you'll have to hold the leash.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a rather large and rather fierce looking dog. And I saw this man pale.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the dog to sit down. The dog sat there, and there was the relationship between them was what it was. But I could see that he was afraid of the dog, mortally afraid of the dog. But for the mitzvah, he held the leash while I was benching the.
Rashi, please.
More so.
Ella Omarova.
Ella Omarova. But says Rava, the Elo.
Vadai.
Vadai.
Vadai. This is certain. Vadai. This is certain.
This is certain. Lo.
The true tea. Yes. And the next four words. This is certain. Vadai, this is certain. Lo motis li truti. It isn't possible for you to answer. That hoda chosen potter mi clear chema, that a chosen is potter from clear chema, mishum de la moti boil, because he can't make a beer. That's certain that's impossible for you to give that, to interpret it like that. Says Robert to whom?
To
a buyer. Go on.
The
im
came.
What does that mean?
That if you say.
The im came because if so. The im came because if so.
Because if so. Lo have a potter.
What does that mean? He wouldn't have been potter from Kriyat Shema. Because if that is the case, because if it's a torud that he can't make a beer,
He wouldn't have been Porter from Kriyat Shema. Why not? The next five words?
Because he wouldn't have been troubled in doing a mitzvah. He was troubled in doing something that was not a mitzvah, like the boat sinking.
He's not a Torah b'davar mitzvah. He says, that's certain that he wouldn't have been Porter. Then says Rovo, he says, but Tanoi he. This whole question whether you can make a first beer or you can't make a first beer is a question of Tanoi, yes?
Tanoi,
it is a Tana. It's Tanoim. And the next three words. But making the first beer on Shabbos is a question of Tanoi. Uman de Osa. Leave all.
Leave all the Shabbos.
And the next word. Next three words.
Kitanai.
Omro.
Lishmaite.
And the one who says that it's not permitted to make a beer on Shabbos, he says, makes his statement, Shmaite, he makes his statement, Kitanoi. According to a Tana, the Iko, what does the Iko mean?
The Iko, that is.
Because there is. Tana, a Tana Achrino, another Tana. Because there is another Tana, the Osa Lemivo, that prohibits to make the first beer on Shabbos. Yeah, now go on the Tana Chado. Because one Tana learns that if he didn't make the beer on Shlishi on the third night, that's on Friday night, say the next word he is? Potur. And say, be Kriyat Shema. Potur from reading Shema. And the other Tana says, Shlishi, if he didn't make it on Friday, by Friday he didn't make the beer. The other Tana says, Shlishi,
Chai.
Why?
On the third day he's fired, the Shabbos, who...
The Osu Levo.
Because he's fired the Kriyat Shema, because it's Osir to have a beer.
It's Osir to make a beer, so you're not a Torah Bar Mitzvah. You're not an Osir Bar Mitzvah. Therefore, you've got to make a beer. The Abaya. Now we come to
that.
How does Abaya overcome the difficulty? Now, Abaya, don't forget, Abaya is the one who says that you can't make the first beer on Shabbos.
Right.
So he's got to get a Mishnah right, and he's got to get two Braises right. So the Mishnah, we know already how he wants to get right. That he's spotted from reading the Shema because he can't make a beer. So, of course, he's going to do with the Braises the same way. Babaya Omar Loch.
Abaya Omar Loch. Abaya would say to you, Hana, Tanai Nami, Betir Dalsli.
Excellent.
He would say that we also learn.
That Hanach Tanoi, what does Hanach mean?
Hanach, I don't know.
You don't know. It's always good to remember words. Same word you've got right at the top there. See, Hanach. Saying exactly the same word. Hanach Tanoi. These Tanoi. Same word is that there. Yes. Hanach Tanoi. These Tanoi.
Hanach is
these? These, yes.
Hanach, these Tanayim also. The question is about the question is about
how they understand the Tirdok. Yes, Abai Omanok, and Abai would say to you, Hanach Tanoi, these Tanoi, it means these Tanoi of the Braisa, where the one says Shlishi on Shlishi is Potter, and the other one says Shlishi is Chayim. These Tanoi of the honey of the Braisa, Nami, also argue on the question of Tirdok. Yes, Bahai
Depatur
Leib
Depatur Leib Kriyat Shema.
Bahai is, and this one.
And this one says,
who says Depotar, who putters him.
And this one who putters him at Kriyat Shema.
From Kriyat Shema, and says Shlishi Potur, that on the third night he is Potur.
La Mishur Mishori Nemivo.
Do you know what the word Shori means?
shori is permissible.
Very good. Love me chum de shori le miva.
It is not because he's permitted to have a via.
Elo.
Elo kisava amitza'er. Amitza'er tza'ar shel mitzvah.
And the next three words? But he's of the opinion that Amitzta Eitzar Shel Mitzvah Potter Kriyas Shema. And now we come to the main point. If a person has got Tzar anguish, but it's an anguish because he can't make a mitzvah, then he's Potter from Kriyas Shema. But only that type of anguish. An anguish that he can't do the mitzvah. Yes?
Below Domi,
and it's not comparable.
The Ovel, the Tirda,
the Ovel, to a mourner.
It's not